الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق ويقتلون الذين يأمرون بالقسط من الناس فبشرهم بعذاب أليم أولئك الذين حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم من ناصرين وقال تعالى في مقام آخر لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم وعلى ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Among some of the first ayat that we recited today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a group of people that I mentioned for you yesterday also in passing, that there were these group of people that not only rejected the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of the various prophets, but they went even further, not just rejecting their message, but also killing these given prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not just say وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ and stop the matter thereafter, but rather he continued by saying بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. If one was to say, well, they killed and maybe there was a reason, Allah says, before you can even have that thought that maybe these prophets may have done something wrong to these given individuals, O humanity, learn well, these people were so ruthless that they have no justification in as far as taking a life is concerned. And not just any life, the life of the various prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only that, وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ مِنَ النَّاسِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. That these people were so ruthless. And the lesson for you and I, my brothers and sisters, in this month of Ramadan, if we don't put our behavior right, our egos will begin to drive us. Our desires will begin to drive us. And we will take part in activities that are extremely criminal-like in nature. For example, we know of things that are related to abortion. And we know of the many type of crimes that individuals are taking part in on a spiritual level. So it's not very hard for us to fathom that yes, indeed, that killing is not such a far-reaching behavior in as far as humans go. Allah says for these type of people, they must realize whether it is those that kill babies or kill children or kill prophets or kill people. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. That these people must realize that they will go through a loss as a result of their wrongful behavior, not only in this world, but in the hereafter to come as well. Thereafter Allah says, وَلِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. This is a phrase that we must learn, we must memorize, we must read it and make it a reality. وَلِلَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Suffice to say, Allah is the true owner of this world. Allah is the true owner of this universe. And Allah gives to whoever He wishes to give, whatever quantity He wishes to give, whenever He wishes to give. And it is not for us to question, even by a state of emotion, regarding why has Allah given this person this, that person that, and not me, despite my having better looks, more intelligent, more of everything. My brothers and sisters, we must bring into the realization, Allah gives, whether it is respect, whether it is disgrace, whether it is wealth, from His side, for reasons that He knows best. And Allah elevates whoever He wishes, however He wishes, to whatever extent He wishes. And the Quran thereafter beautifully states, بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. You may think things are in your hands. You may think you have control. But what happens when you get a headache? What happens when business goes down? What happens when you have a child, male or female, that is turning their back on you? Then you realize, I must now turn to Allah and give myself to Allah so Allah can make matters easy for me and give me the necessary tranquility. Well, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Allah, Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told to say to the people, if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, follow the Prophet of Allah, and inshallah, you will attain salvation. And also, by following the commands of Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuhibbukum Allah, Allah would love you, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, that I will forgive everyone inshaAllah of your sins. Wallahu ghafoor rahim, Allah is most ghafoor, Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful, Allah is most compassionate. Qul ati'u Allah wa rasul, O Prophet of Allah, tell to the people, obey Allah and obey Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's very easy, my brother and sister, for success. Simple. Obey Allah and obey Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fa in tawallaw, but if you turn away, you think you don't need Allah, you think you don't need Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fa inna Allah la yuhibbul kafirin, for verily Allah does not like the disbelieving individual. Yes, there are people that don't believe in Allah. There are people that don't believe in Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, it is not appropriate for us to call them kafir. The ulama have said what we should say is, they are the Ahl al-Kitab and they are the people of the book. Our duty is to be kind to all people. And we must be kind until the point where they say thereafter, I am a kafir and I'm proud to be such and such. Then at that point in time, our hands are tied and then we have no choice but to call them what they are wishing for us to call them. But for us, it suffices to say, we must call them Ahle Kitab, people of the book, and we must try to assist them in gaining the necessary guidance that they require, just as we require from time to time to recognize the greatness of Allah and the beauty of Allah and the beauty of all prophets, including our Prophet Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. As the Quran says, say to all people out there, Inna Allah Rabbi, verily my Lord, verily Allah is my creator, Allah is my Lord, wa rabbukum fa'abudu, and of course he's your Lord too. So indeed it is for you to worship him as well, just as it is for me to worship him as well. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ, for this is invariably the straight path. Also yesterday and today there was a statement that is referring itself towards the Ka'badullah. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَةَ وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And of course, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. I will not go into the detail, naturally due to the essence of time, but the Kaaba is a very, very beautiful and unique structure. We must know, my brothers and sisters in Islam, as far as the Kaaba is concerned, it was constructed approximately, according to some, 2,000 years before the coming of Adam alayhi salam. In fact, it is appropriate to state it was the first structure to be created on earth. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدُ. So when it came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his beloved son, the Quran used the word يَرْفَعُ, derived from the root of رَفَعَ. رَفَعَ means to raise up. There is a very subtle point. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam did not build the Kaaba as much as they had reconstructed the Kaaba. The ulama state that as far as the Kaaba was concerned, you know, the nails were getting a little bit rusty. It needed workmanship. So Allah blessed the father and son. Again, the subtle point here is fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, parents and child have and they should have a special bonding between themselves. And they must take part in projects together, whether it is regarding the furnishings of the house, whether it is regarding cooking in the house, whether it is regarding gardening or car projects. Parents and children must create projects together, and by them doing it together, they will create, inshallah, a bond like Ibrahim alayhi salam and his blessed family. Allah liked this deed so much that not only did He accept that deed, but He made the Ka'batullah a place that we all love. In fact, the Ka'ba, the ulama have stated, have in it a type of significance and uniqueness like no other. Many of us may be born in a given country, we come to America, we want to go back to our countries, but we don't relish it as much. And as far as our grandchildren are concerned, we don't know if they ever will go back, whether it is Somalia, whether it is India, Pakistan, whether it is South Africa, whether it is this or that. We don't know if they will go back to those given places. But one thing we do know, as far as the Ka'batullah, Allah has created such a kayfiyah, such a uniqueness to it, that everyone over here wants to go to it. Alhamdulillah, and may Allah bless each one of us to go there. Even though we go through hardship at the time of Hajj, even though you may lose your money, somebody may steal it, even though by going there you may undergo floods, even though as a result of going there you may have arguments with loved ones, many, many difficulties are presented to people when they go for the Hajj or they go for the Umrah. After we come back, within a short period of time, we will say, may Allah take me back to this given place. And if this feeling does not come into your heart, my brother and sister in Islam, it is as a result of a weakness of iman. Because one of the articles of faith is that we will have the desire to go to the Ka'batullah. And this is the statement made by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, wherein it is said, till the Kaaba remains, until that point the world will remain. So may Allah again bless us with going there and fulfill every desire we have that is halal regarding the Ka'batullah as well. Also, we covered the statement of لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. My brothers and sisters, we love our cars, we love our wealth, we love our wives, we love our husbands, we love our families, we love our children. When a child is not smart, some people say, well, then you must go and study deen. But when a child is smart, we want them to become doctor. When we have money, we say we want to buy a Corvette, or buy a Porsche, or buy this, or buy that, or go to France. What does the Quran says? Of course, there's nothing wrong with any of these things. But لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. One of the greatest showings a person can show towards Allah, one of the greatest gifts Allah can give a person, is a gift of that person giving the best in the path of Allah, not which that is lowly. In other words, if Allah has given you money, and upon you giving the purest part of your money in His path, this is a sign of the completion or the totality of one's iman. Likewise, if Allah has blessed you with a child, isn't it nice for you to help that child understand the greatness of Allah, go in the path of Allah, spend his wealth, and teach him to spend his wealth in the path of Allah? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ really means you will never attain piety until you give in the path of Allah what Allah has given you and that which you love the very most. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. That there should be a group of people that is willing to go in the path of Allah. And this is not just limited to men, my brothers and sisters. Women can also take an active part, and many women are doing a great part. And may Allah reward them greatly. The way in which you teach your daughters on how to do good things, the way you teach your children on the importance of getting up early for Fajr Salah, the manner in which you help your children recognize the greatest of Allah. You know, they say, many men get a lot of credit for a lot of good, but you will realize, behind every good man generally is a great mother, is a great sister, is a great daughter. So my sisters, the Quran says, it's not just for men to give in the path of Allah, but you can also take an active part in your family life, in your work life, if Allah made it such that you have to go and work, in your social relationship, make it such, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you will become the cornerstone of commanding good, and وَتَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and helping individuals refrain from every type of immodest activity. Also the Quran outlines the importance of not just doing good, but it states, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Learn the art of swallowing your anger, and take towards forgiving and forgiveness. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a very powerful phrase. In today's time, we have to go towards anger management seminars, and we somehow think anger management techniques are new to Western civilization itself. Let me tell you what my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said regarding anger. What did he say? My beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us psychology before psychologists have even come into existence. And if you follow this advice, my brother and sister, you won't need to sit on the couch of a therapist and spend $200 per hour. What did my beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam says? He said the following: there are four types of anger. One is the type that comes quick, and the type that goes away quick. The second type, it comes slow and it goes away slow. The third type, it comes quick and it goes away slow. And the fourth type, it comes slow and it goes away quick. And what did my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam state? In order to prove your humility, in order to prove that you are a human in the total and fullest form, your anger must be such that it comes slow and it goes away quick. Won't it be nice if our husbands and wives, and I myself and each one of us, can use this final example wherein our anger comes in slow. On everything we don't just get angry, and once it comes, immediately it leaves us. This is the most beautiful of person. Again, anger does exist in the Sharia. Anger should exist as it does in the Sharia, because anger exists for a reason, and must be used in the manner that Allah wishes for us to use it. We are not donkeys, my brother and sisters. We are not monkeys. We are humans, and to be anger is part of human behavior as well. Therefore, from the four types, I will repeat, because I saw some people smiling as I said it, there are four types. It comes quick and goes quick, comes slow and goes slow, comes quick and goes away slow, and the best type of all is the last type, wherein it comes slow and it goes away quick. Also thereafter, we covered the following verse, أَلَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. there are those people out there, and in the month of Ramadan we should make amal on this phrase. We must learn to stand a little bit longer. You know, it's amazing, individuals say they love Allah, they say they love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but then after they'll ask, Ya Shaykh, is Taraweeh Salah 4 rakats or 8 rakats, 8 rakats or 12 rakats? What's the difference of opinion and why does it come? My brother, do you love Allah? You will say yes. Do you like standing? You will say yes. Well, now it's time for us to use this ayah in our favor. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, they are those that remember Allah whilst they are standing, whilst they are sitting, whilst they are lying down, and they are always reflecting upon the greatness of Allah, whether it is regarding the earth or, for example, the samawat, the skies. And also they will say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, nothing has been created in vain, everything has been created in purpose, and everything has a purpose. It is for me to appreciate the purpose of everything, and it is for me to gain closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So my brothers, it is time for us to reflect upon the Quran, it is time for us to follow the Quran, and it is time for us to live our lives in a manner in which we can prove that not only do we love the Quran, but we are willing to show our love for Allah and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.